Hey, hey, hot tubbers. Welcome to the podcast, Tub Talk with the Hot Tub Lady. I am your host, Jackie Johnson. This podcast is all about knowledge, tips and tricks, and everything you need to know to become a happy hot tubber. Guys, it is so great to see you. It has been quite a while. November's been relatively rough on me. I got hit with the COVID, followed up with some pneumonia, and now I'm finally back. But my good friend Jim Walls is like, hey, we got to talk about these Black Friday specials because they are absolutely amazing. So let's bring him on now. And hey, Jim, how are you today? And you are frozen.
I'm doing great. How about you?
Okay, there you are. Now I can see you.
I'm not frozen.
Well,
I'm great.
I am frozen, actually. You've got a coat on and your face is not moving.
I know.
At all.
It's.
But I can hear you. That's the main thing.
Okay.
Now you're moving. Let's just get started today. And you hit me up and you said, hey, we need to do some Black Friday specials. And as everybody knows, we partner up on the websites as far as selling the eye cares and your chemical line, the Ideal Water Care Chemicals. So let's just give that a shot and let's tell people what we got going on. And then we'll talk about your new exciting stuff that you've got going on.
Okay. Sounds great. So just let me know if for some reason I do cut out or something gets missed.
I definitely
so,
will.
So we've got several different promotions for Black Friday. First one is for anybody who doesn't have an eye care or wants a second eye care. We're running a special to where if you purchase the eye care, you're going to get your choice of either a full box of Soft Skin Spa or a calibration kit. So it's either or. You choose which one you want. With the Soft Skin Spa, obviously there is much more of a free value that is given with that, because that's typically, even when it's on sale, is $130 for the Soft Skin Spa. So you get that for free. Or you can do the calibration kit, which the calibration kit, I would say on average is going to save you about $55, $55 to $65, depending on, you know, shipping and everything else. So you choose which one, whatever one you want. On the sites, you want to make sure that you choose the correct eye care for your application. So we manufacture two different eye cares, one that is designed to go with chlorine or bromine. And you'll see that it'll be listed for chlorine or bromine. And then we also make a second one that is designed specifically for salt water. Now, for those that have salt water hot tubs versus swim spas versus pools, if you've never had one or maybe you do have one, there are some default settings with that. And you want to make sure you make those adjustments, because each spa manufacturer or swim spa manufacturer or pool manufacturer is going to have their own ranges of where they want you to have salt. The default setting is 3,000 to 5,000, but most hot tubs want you to be at 1750 to maybe 3,300. So just make sure you make those adjustments. And if you need help, just let us know and we'll gladly help you through that process. Yeah. And so that's promotion, Black Friday's promotion number one.
Okay. If I can step in there real quick.
Go ahead. For a second. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I do, because that is probably one of the biggest issues I see when people do buy the eye care is they get really excited. They throw it in there and they're like, oh, it's going to tell me everything I need it to do. And it is. It's going to do exactly that. But you do need to get it set up correctly in the first place. And I suggest actually doing a source water test before you start doing your hot tub test, or basically get a baseline test before you actually start adding any chemicals to your hot tub, and adjust your total dissolved solids before you start adding the salt to that, because that is probably the biggest mistake that I see. And then that can cause some issues and cause you to do like a partial drain or something like that. But if you get past that, it's usually pretty darn good. That's what I have on that.
I agree. It's a great point. So what Jackie's referring to, is to put your eye care in your water, in your source water, let it do some test, and it's going to tell you your TDS. And it's very common that source water TDSs are somewhere around 200. So what you want to do is you want to add that to the number that the manufacturer wants you to have in salt. So if the manufacturer is wanting you to have, let's say, 1750 parts per million of salt, you need to add that 200 in this scenario to that. So your minimum range on your eye care would be then 1950 And then your saturation point on a saltwater hot tub is right around 3,300. Now, if it's on a pool or swim spa, that may be different. So we're just using that particular one as the example.
Correct. But once you get past that,
anything else to add to that?
No, I think that's really good. And I think that's a super important piece of this. And the eye care is an amazing product. And people are like, oh, it's confusing. It's just different. It's just different. You just got to learn ORP versus PPM. And you just got to make the adjustments at the beginning. And once you figure out what your source water is, and that's the problem with absolutely every test that is out there, whether it's a test strip, a test kit, whatever it is, everybody assumes there's just this general range. And that's what's good for me out here in Nebraska is good for you in Colorado. And that's not the case. You have to start with your source water and we have to adjust accordingly. So you should always get a baseline reading and then we can adjust from there. And once we get that baseline reading, then you can totally trust what's going on with your eye care or any other testing thing that's going on. But you do need to get a baseline and you need to figure out what your source water is before you can just start follow. I wish we could all, with everything that I do on my end and everything you're doing now on the chemical end, I wish that we could just say, here's the recipe, follow it. Everybody's is just a little bit different. If we could just publish the recipe book and say, this is every hot tub out there and this is exactly what you need to do, we'd be rich, but that's not how it works. That's why the eye care is a great product for that because it does test your water.
Okay, so on that, because we...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
So on that, we want to make sure that people have their questions answered. And for anybody who does have the eye care, if you look at the app, you'll notice that there's a question mark in the upper right-hand corner. That is actually designed to answer your questions. So you'll see different videos on there. You'll see different forms on there. And if for some reason you don't believe your eye care is performing the way that it should be, there is, once you hit the question mark, there is a form on there called contact form. And if you simply fill that out, it'll turn around and go directly to our customer care. It still needs to load.
Yeah.
So it'll go directly to our customer care. Yep. So there's that little question mark. So when you hit that question mark, you'll see all the videos and everything else. But on the left-hand side, you'll see contact form. So again, if you believe your eye care is not performing the way it should, you're going to hit contact form. You simply fill that out and you'll get an auto response from our server saying we've received your request. Now, for some reason, you don't get that auto response. A couple of things could have happened. One, when you submitted it, believe it or not, people do enter their email addresses incorrectly. So by entering your email address correctly, you should be getting that auto response. If you don't get an auto response within 10 minutes, we want you to turn around and redo the form because you should be getting that. And on that response, you're going to be seeing that we have received your request and we're going to be analyzing your eye care over the next 2 days. So that gives our IT customer care time to go analyze to figure out what was working, how it was performing beforehand, afterwards, currently. For as long as that information's been on our servers, they'll go back and analyze that. And they may email you back saying that there's a couple of things you can try to be able to resolve whatever your question is or whatever the issue is. But let's say that there is something wrong with the eye care. The ultimate email you're looking for is the one that says, we've determined what the issue is and your replacement part will be shipped in the next 7 days. So we ship out replacement parts every week, because these are made by people just like you and me, and we take care of our customers. So that's the ultimate email you're looking for if there is an issue with your eye care. So enough on that. I know we need to get back to the Black Friday specials. And Jackie, if I missed anything that is on your site that's not on our site, by all means, please correct me.
Right.
And so the other one that I know Jack asked, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just updated my site today because people... I was updated my site today because people were having a little issue trying to figure out how to get everything. So mine are now bundles. So if you go to the actual products, either the eye care or the Soft Skin Spa. There'll be a bundle down there that you can click on. Once you click on that, it'll take you directly there. I believe you're set up the same way. You're going to have specific part numbers to actually get these specials.
Yes.
And yours is going to
be live. But ours is not going to be active until Tuesday. So tomorrow it's going to go active. It's not active right now.
Okay. So you can go to thehottublady.co and that is active today. Jim will be active at idealwatercare.com. That will be active on Tuesday, but they're very simple. And then I'll have a couple other things to add when you go on. So those are, you either get the free Soft Skin Spa or you get the free calibration kit with either eye care purchase. Now through Monday is when my sale ends. Your sale goes through.
It'll also go through Monday.
Okay. And then that's got, and you guys, we don't put this stuff on sale ever. So these are some huge savings. You're already talking $129 on the Soft Skin Spa, or you can get the $55 calibration kit. And that does qualify for the free shipping from either site. So keep that in mind as well. And then I'll let you move on from there because there's some more exciting stuff coming.
Okay. So if for some reason you already have your eye care and you just want to get another kit of the Soft Skin Spa, on the Soft Skin Spa, we're going to include a free hot tub scrub. So the hot tub scrub is one of our newer products. It's a granular. It's good for draining and refilling two hot tub applications. You would only need half the bottle for a hot tub, or you would use the full bottle for a swim spa. And so the hot tub scrub, if you've never used it before, is designed to be able to, you would add it right before you drain your hot tub or swim spa. And it's going to foam up. It's going to get all the stuff out of the plumbing lines. It also has a high level of hydrogen peroxide. So it does a great job with just cleaning it overall. And then it also has a deodorizer. So when you get done draining and refilling, the water smells incredible because of the deodorizer.
It's an absolutely amazing product.
So that's going to be included free with. Yeah. So that's free with your Soft Skin Spa purchase. And then on all of the other products, we're going to be offering discounts as you order. And again, you want to order at least, if you want free shipping, you've got to order at least $99. So keep that in mind when you see the discount on all of the other products. If it drops below that $99, just make sure you add something little to make sure you get over that $100 so you get that free shipping.
Because, yeah, even if it's something simple like a pH down, or on my side, if you add a rubber duck or something like that, you end up getting free shipping. So you're basically getting that product for free. So that's definitely the way to go. The other one that I have going on, and I'm not sure if you've got this one going on yours, but if you buy the complete bundle, the complete eye care bundle, that's eight products in total, then that you also get a free hot tub scrub on that as well. And then you're just set. You're set for almost a year. Probably 6 months for sure, a year on a lot of that product if you just go that route. So the Complete Eye Care Bundle gives you absolutely everything you're going to need to take care of your hot tub. If you're a saltwater hot tub, you're still going to need some salt and cartridges yet, but otherwise you're going to be sitting pretty darn good. And then
it's actually 10 products.
10 products. Okay, what's
it's all 10 products plus the free, plus hot tub scrub.
Okay, so 11 products total. What all's in that kit?
Go ahead, sorry.
What all's in that kit?
So you're going to have So in the initial 10 products are going to be your chlorine, which is a 2-pound container of chlorine. You're going to get non-chlorine. You're going to be getting your pH up, alkalinity increaser. You're going to be getting your pH down. You're going to be getting your scale inhibitor. You're going to get your water clarifier. You're going to get your defoamer. You're going to get your filter soak. You're going to be getting your Cover Protect, and then you're also going to be getting your hot tub scrub. So those are the 11 products.
And that's a complete.
That's that bundle of 10 that you added.
Yes. So I have all that, and Jim has all that as well. And so you get, that's another buy one, get one free type product. So I believe those are all of the buy one, get ones that we've got going on. And then I've got on my site as well. So if you use the code SAVE10 Everything else on my site is you get 10% off. That won't include the eye cares. And I don't believe if you do the bundle, you can't do the bundle and the 10% off, but you can get 10% off everything. And whether that includes all the stuff we've already talked about, or the rubber duck, or the measuring cups, or the quick drain that I have, or the speakers, or the filter spinner, that is all 10% off. This is the only time this year that you guys are going to see this on sale. So if you're looking for any of that, it's a good time to do that. And again, that sale will end on Monday. Anything else you got going on that we need to be talking about, or as far as Black Friday sales?
The only other thing that is you'll see on our site would be the salt system. Yes. So we have our Ideal saltwater system. We're giving the same thing. If somebody buys the Ideal saltwater system, they're going to get free soft skin spa, the full box. So they would save another $129 off that entire package.
And how much is your salt system if you were going to add your salt? And this is something that anybody can add on their hot tub, correct?
So our salt system allows you to make any hot tub a saltwater hot tub, because there's three different ways you can install it. But that the Ideal salt system is $499. And then you get your free soft skin spa, which is that $129 value.
So that's a good value, and your particular salt system doesn't have any cartridges or anything. So it's a one-time purchase, and once it's there.
Correct. Yeah.
It's up.
Right. So that it does have a cell, and that cell, instead of placing it all the time, you can actually clean it. And that cell is designed to last anywhere from 1 to 3 years, depending on your runtime of your salt system. So for most hot tubs, they're going to get between 2 and 3 years. It's really the swim spa, if you install that on a swim spa, where you're going to get closer to a year, because you have to run it longer because you're dealing with more water. But that cell can be replaced. It's a very easy exchange because it's just a very simple low voltage connection.
We'll be right back.
Tub Talk by the Hot Tub Lady is brought to you by the new award-winning book, Hot Tub Clarity, an easy guide for new and frustrated hot tub owners. This easy-to-understand book will help you with all your hot tub's questions about maintenance and chemicals. It is a great book, and you can find it on Amazon. Just search Hot Tub Clarity Book when you get to Amazon. And while you're there, make sure you check out the Hot Tub Clarity logbooks. There's one for saltwater hot tubs, chlorine hot tubs, and at-ease systems. These books are a great tool to have in your arsenal. They will help you become a happy hot tub. And you've had extremely good luck with that, from what I understand. It's gone very well for me.
Yes,
and your
very good. And it just depends. Literally, some people can order it, plug it into the wall that's 5 feet away from your hot tub, install the controller on the outside of the hot tub, and then the cell goes into the water. That's the easiest application. It's the most universal. May not look the prettiest, but it at least allows you to make your hot tub a saltwater hot tub. And the kit includes for you to install it any one of these three ways. So that's the first way to be able to install it. The second, we include a wiring harness to where if you want to get your power from your spa pack, it allows you to get your power from your spa pack. And then the third way of doing it is we include a bulkhead fitting that allows you to put that somewhere in the hot tub to have direct access from your equipment to your hot tub water area. But the instructions are all on the kit, but the kit includes all the components you need. You just decide which and how you want to have it installed.
Yes, and I've worked with a few people that have been involved with it lately, and they've been really happy with it, and it's doing really well. So I think that wraps up our Black Friday specials that we got going on. Would that be correct? I think we've got them all there.
It does.
Now, do you have a code that anybody needs to use, or is it just an automatic on the Ideal page? Is it just going to be an automatic discount?
It's an automatic, so it's going to, it'll work.
He was freezing when he first got into the office, so I'm laughing that he's taking his coat off, because when he first got up here about 10 minutes before we went on, he's, it's freezing, and they went and got his coat, and I laughed because he got his big coat, but it must be warming up in there pretty quickly. And then And then on my website, the bundles are going to be automatic. But if you want the 10%, you do have to type in save 10. And again, all the discounts and all the links are down below in the show notes. So check that out there. So with that being said, let's talk about some of the new exciting stuff you've got going on, because you've been a busy man. You got a lot going on. So
yes,
let's start.
Yep. We've got a few different things. Where do you want to start?
Let's check out these new hot tubs that you're selling. Let's see what we got going on there. Let me see if I can get them pulled up.
Okay. So this project, many of you, Jackie knows how long I've been in the industry, but I've been in the industry for a little over 35 years. And I, about 2.5 years ago, I started designing and engineering a spa brand. And that spa brand is Riptide. So you can actually, our site's just getting started, but it's riptidespa.com. And I work with a manufacturer that's been in the industry for a little over 30 years. So they're well established. And I actually had the opportunity to see a video of the new factory. And this factory is state of the art. They invested a little over $100 million in this factory. And it is fully automated. Robots make the hot tubs. They drill the holes. They do the fiberglassing. They do the testing. It's unbelievable. And I've been to many different manufacturing facilities. There is nobody that has a facility like this. And the precision, the accuracy, the consistency is second to none. And so manufacturing is very well established. But one of the things when I was designing this brand was I wanted to make sure that it was built with simplicity in mind, not necessarily simple, but utilizing simplicity to build a product that is built the way things used to be built. So one of the things is we use 7 different layers of insulation, and there are different requirements based on the state that you are selling into. So for those that don't know, the CEC, which is the California Energy Commission, created a guideline that if you want to sell in California, that it can only cost X amount to operate that body of water. And any manufacturer that wants to sell in California has to abide by this code or this regulation. Now, other states have adopted this. It's called Title 20. And if the manufacturer wants to sell in those different states, it is designed to be able to be energy efficient. And so you'll see stickers on hot tubs that will show how many kilowatt hours based on the standard that was created of what it's going to cost you on average every month. So as an example, we have one of our larger hot tubs at 7 foot 7 by 7 foot 7 by 37. So it's a large hot tub. And other people in that category are costing about 250 to 280 kilowatt hours during this test. We came in at 125 kilowatt hours. So it literally is half of what other manufacturers, and those other manufacturers have complied with the CEC or Title 20. So it's not as though they're not energy efficient. They're just not as efficient as what we are. And there's a couple of things that we do differently. One is that 7-layer insulation. 2 is our circulating system is different than most. We do have a circulating pump, but it's a larger pump that doesn't require for it to run all the time. And one of the neat things with iCare, we've been able to see these different applications. So iCare goes in any hot tub, and we can actually see when that hot tub doesn't get enough circulation because of the way that iCare is testing. So because of what we found out there, we wanted to make sure that when we designed these hot tubs, that we were getting enough circulation. And the circulation, again, it's not just about filtering 24/7. It's about having a motor that is large enough, that has enough power to move the water from one side to the other. And a lot of companies use a very small motor, and it's not that it's not filtering, it just doesn't move all of the water in that body of water. So again, when we designed and engineered them, we wanted to make sure they're very energy efficient. We wanted to make sure that they were circulating the water enough, filtering the water enough to be able to have crystal clear water. The other thing with these hot tubs is they're all saltwater ready. So we already put our bulkhead fitting. Earlier we talked about how you can install that salt system one of three ways. We put that bulkhead fitting into the shell, so the installation of the salt system is very easy. It literally is going to take, it'll take longer to take the door off and put it back on than to install the salt system. That's how easy we've made it for this. iCare, of course, can go in any of our hot tubs. Our filtration is a dual filtration. So we have anywhere from 2 to 3 filters in our hot tubs. One is designed for the circulating system and the other are for the jet pumps. So again, making it super easy to be able to take care of your water and the clarity.
So is that a 3-pump system? So do you
were you going to say something?
Was that a 3-pump system? Do you have one jet pump and a circulation pump or?
So it depends on the model. So our larger models, like the one I was referring to, that has 2 main jet pumps plus a circ pump, all single speed. And the reason why we use single speed is because single speed motors historically last longer than 2-speed motors because there's less off and on to them.
Correct.
So our circulating system is going to function based on when it needs heat or when you want it to go through its filter cycles. And then your main jet pumps only function when you're using your hot tub. So the other thing, and so to answer your question, we do have some models that are smaller that are going to have one main jet pump plus the circulating pump. So it just depends on the size of the hot tub that determines how many motors we have. But again, going back to the engineering aspect of it, we've simplified our SKUs. So that way the retailer and the consumer doesn't have so much to worry about with all these different parts. So the, one of the neat things we do is the jet pump that we use on our smaller hot tub, and we have one in there, and we can go to our largest hot tub, which is going to have 2. It's the identical same motor that we use across the board on all models. It's the same circulating system. It's the same control panel. It's the same control board. It's the same heater. So it's very easy to be able to take care and service any one of our hot tubs.
So less parts needed to be in stock, which is going to help.
Yep. And then we also have a series of our spas that now have patented jets. So our patented jet is a ultra thin jet. So when, and it's not so much when you're using the hot tub and the jets are on, because you're realistically, your back's not right against the shell. It's more about when, and I don't know about you, Jackie, but there's a lot, most of my time, I'm not even running my jets. I'm just enjoying the hot water and I want to sit back and relax. And the value of these ultra-thin jets is when the jets aren't on and you're leaning against it, you feel absolutely nothing. So it's a very comfortable seat because we have our patented ultra-thin jets.
Very cool. So that's no longer protruding out. And it's, are they recessed in as well? Or are they, you just, they're so thin?
They are recessed. Yep.
And then
I'm telling you, they're the thinnest jets you'll see. They look amazing. They have a stainless steel look. You don't feel them. So I know there's manufacturers that will give recessed jets. The reality is it recesses it, but you still feel it on your back.
Right.
This you won't feel on your back. Because we do have another series of hot tubs that we use the traditional jets like everybody else. Even though they might look a little bit different, they still have a very similar functionality. Mm-hmm. We do recess those, but you do feel them. I've sat in both, and even though they're recessed, you still feel them.
So that's exciting. And then I see you're doing a steel frame on that as well.
Yeah, so the very bottom of it is all steel frame. Yes, so it's all steel frame. Then all of our exterior is a synthetic exterior. Very easy to service. So for somebody did happen, which again, these are made by, well, I would say by people like you and me, but now it's made by robots. But so it still can have issues. And we want to make sure that it's easy to take care of, easy to be able to do a repair. Because if a motor does fail, you want it to be able to get in and out very easily. We do have isolation valves to where a lot of manufacturers, you have to drain the hot tub to go replace a major component. With ours, you don't have to. You can isolate it, take out an individual component, put the new component in, and then open up the isolation valves. And you're up and running again. So it's a very quick and easy, very serviceable way to take care of the hot tub.
So very incredible. And then swim spas, let's talk about those a little bit.
Yeah, so the swim spas, we just got done with a national show and we had one of our 18 footers there. And so this was 18 foot by basically 8 foot wide by a little over 5 foot tall. And it's a beast. So in our swim spas, we have 4 swim jets, basically 2 up high, 2 down low. They do work independently. They have their own individual pump for, so each of those 2 swim jets have its own pump. And then on the opposite end of the swim spa, we have a seating for 4 people that is a traditional hot tub. And you're going to have another pump for that to where you can run all of your massage jets.
So are you talking about the Athena or the...
And then, so that one. So these are, so what you're looking at is actually, so there's 2 different sites. So our site for the States, again, because this manufacturer has been manufacturing for over 30 years, and we still need to do some updates on our site. It's our 18 footer. Which you'll see it as a 5 point, potentially you're going to see it as 5.5. I need to make sure that our web developers doing it the way they should be. And I need to give them more direction. But in the end, we have an 18 footer that you can order 2 different ways, either a little over 5 foot tall or a little over 4 foot tall. So depending on the depth that you want, you can order that 2 different ways. And then we have a 14 in these, and it's not that we don't have others here in the States. These are going to be the ones that are right. Most people are going to want to purchase. So the 14 and a half footer, again, same application, 4 swim jets on one end, a whole hot tub or a seating for 4 on the other end. We make that in 2 different heights also. So a little over 5 foot and a little over 4 foot. Again, same insulation properties as our hot tubs. So they're incredibly energy efficient. And they all include covers. So regardless of the hot tub, you're automatically going to get a cover. The lifters are an accessory. Steps are an accessory. The saltwater system is an accessory, even though they're saltwater ready. And our swim spas are also saltwater ready.
That's and new. I have not heard of anybody that has a saltwater ready swim spa yet. That is brand new to the market then.
Correct? Yeah.
You'd be the first one
correct.
To have a saltwater swim.
Yeah, I don't know of anybody else that does a saltwater. Yep.
So good for you.
So what we do on the swim spas, thank you. So what we do on the swim spas is that has 2 different skimmers on it. And we put that bulkhead fitting to where if for some reason you have heavy use and you need 2 salt systems on there, you have the ability to add 2 salt systems to it. So some people will, some people won't, but we wanted to make it easy if for some reason they did need 2, that they could put 2 cells, 1 in each skimmer.
Gotcha. And so far you've been pretty good with 1 at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
So the 18 footer, realistically, people are going to need 2. And the 14 footer is the one that's really in question because our salt system can go up to 2,500 gallons. But when you do that, your salt levels tend to need to be higher and you need to run it 24/7. So it shortens the life of that cell. That's where you're going to get 1 year out of that cell because you're running it 24/7.
Gotcha. And that makes total sense to me. So if somebody was interested in one of these, how does that go for them? How can a consumer purchase one of these at this point in the game?
There are retailers across the United States that they can purchase these from, but if for some reason they can't find a retailer that's close by, we would work with them directly, and they can simply go to info@idealwatercare.com and send us a message and say they want to know more about it.
Okay.
Obviously, we're going to need to know their information of where it needs to be shipped to, but ultimately, we want there to be a local retailer to where they're selling the Riptide brand, and being able to take care of their local customers. Because as much as I would like to say we can take care of them from anywhere, it's not as easy. They have to be more patient. And if there's somebody locally that sells and represents our brand, that would be best for them long term. And maybe they want to go to their local retailer and say, you know what, I want to buy a Riptide. But you guys start ordering them. And that'll help us gain retailers across the United States. Not every community is going to have a Riptide retailer. And it's simply because we don't want to have everybody and their brother selling the brand. We want to find the right retailer that is going to take care of their customers. And you know, wish every retailer would, but they all don't. Correct. So we want to make sure that we're working with the best retailer in that given area.
And I've always said, when it comes to buying a hot tub, you buy it from the dealer. Don't buy the hot tub that you want from the dealer, mm-hmm. because that's who you're going to have the relationship with. Yep. So that's very important. And I'm right. really glad to hear that's going to be your philosophy going forward on this. I know you're still working on your mm-hmm. website on this, but you're going to probably be live here by the end of the month, you think? On the Riptide?
It'll be close. The RiptideSpa.com is up and running right now. It's just not as accurate as what I want it to be. So not all the models are on there. Not all the series are on there. And so we just want to make it. We want to make it easier for people to be able to navigate our website. Because we just got done redoing our idealwatercare.com website. And that's very easy to navigate. And the same developer is building the RiptideSpa.com.
And your
so it's just a process.
Awesome.
And there's going to be...
Your ideal
water. It just takes time.
Yeah, it does. Oh. It's a longer process than anybody ever understands. Yeah. You think you're going to sit down and wipe it out in a couple hours, and it never works that way. So that's how that goes. We got about 20 minutes left, I think. So you want to talk about your other new exciting project you got going on?
Yeah. So there's actually two more. Okay. So one is we're going to have a website called idealpergolas.com. And this pergola is a kit that we can ship to a local retailer. We can ship to the end user. It depends on who wants to install it. So this pergola will actually produce more power than the hot tub, potentially than the hot tub will consume. So it's a very simple kit. We include all of the metal brackets that allow you to take a 6x6 post. We do not include the wood. We include all of the brackets so you can go choose your wood of choice. So if you want to use treated lumber and you use a 6x6 post, then and that's the look you want, you get that locally. There's no reason for us to ship 6x6 post across the country. It's not efficient. You can get those locally. If you wanted to use hand-hewed beams, you could use hand-hewed beams. If you want to use cedar, redwood, steel, it's really your choice to give you that overall look for your backyard. But the important part with this is we make it incredibly easy to order the kit. And the kit, again, is going to include your four top brackets, your four base units, and then there's two mid brackets that allow you to use 6x6 posts. So if you wanted to make a 11x11 pergola, you would get 2 8-foot 6x6 posts, and then you would get 7 10-foot posts for the rest of the structure. So this is going to be angled. It'll be higher in the back than it will be in the front. And one of the reasons why we're putting our pergola in an angle like that is because the whole top of the pergola is made out of solar panels. We include all of the solar panels, all of the inverters, which these inverters will automatically transfer the power from DC to AC into straight 220. We include the trunk line that allow it. Literally, this is plug and play. So it's called a trunk line.
Okay.
So this trunk line literally allows you to plug and play the panel to the inverter into the trunk line. So at the end of the trunk line, there are two wires. They're number 12 wires. And so this is a 20-amp 220 system. And that gets wired directly into the same sub-panel your hot tub is wired into, provided you have two more slots in that sub-panel. And it literally will produce more power. And the reason why I say potentially is because it depends on your application. With solar systems, you want them facing south. You don't want any shade. And that's going to produce the most optimal power from that solar panel. Now, if you put it in a bunch of trees on the north side of the house, it's not facing south, it's going to produce less kilowatt hours. So it depends on your application. This isn't for everybody, but for the people that want to enhance their backyard and have a pergola to protect their hot tub cover, give them a little extra privacy, to give them a little protection from the weather. I've even seen people to where they've taken our pergolas and, Jack, I don't know if you've seen those. They're like a pull-down screen. You can get them at Home Depot or Lowe's. They come in 8 foot and 10 foot. And if as long as you make your post 10 foot apart, you then can go install one of those screens and have this pull-down screen if you want additional privacy to make it almost like a little miniature gazebo where you can have it on one side, two sides, three sides, four sides. It's up to you.
So the picture I'm showing right now.
We include all of the screws.
So the picture I'm showing right now is the one of the snow. I don't think you can see that. I've been changing through these pictures as you've been talking. But the picture of the snow, I live in South Dakota. You live in Colorado. What kind of snow load can these take?
So the neat thing with all of the rails that we use, and I've been in the solar business along with the hot tub business, but I've been in the solar business since 2012. So a little over a decade I've been in the solar business. And all of the things that I have spec'd out, there is a component underneath that's supporting those solar panels. Mm-hmm. It's called the rail system. That rail system for Colorado in heavy snow loads, you can actually span up to 6 feet. Now, on the solar pergola that you're showing there, that's the reason for the mid brackets. So we're actually only spanning 5 feet in between. So it's more than enough for snow load. And I don't know which particular picture you have up, but how much snow is on the top of that?
Oh, I would say probably 6 inches, maybe. If I'd have to guess, maybe even more.
Yeah. So know that the rail system and the solar panels, as long as you have no more than 6 feet from end to mid to the next end. So in this case, I could go up to 12 feet. What you're seeing is 11 feet from one side to the next. So we're not spanning more than 5 feet, and it's plenty of strength with all of the equipment that we include with that.
So
great question though.
For sure. Excuse me. Do you want to talk about this energy chart that you sent me? Is that where we'd like to go maybe?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I can get that.
So I can't necessarily see the chart, but I'll explain the chart. And I don't know if you can either circle an area, but you're seeing the hot tub. Okay. Yeah. So on there, you would see, and this is a monitor that we put on a particular unit that was 7 foot 7 by 7 foot 7 by 37. And you're seeing that the hot tub, I think the kilowatt hours for that given month that it was being used was 147, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So if I go down.
7 on there?
Yeah. Yes, I do. So it says net production.
So for that given month, but do you see where it says hot tub? And yes. It says 147.009 kilowatt hours.
Correct.
So for, and this was an application in Colorado, and that was for one given month. And it was a colder month, so that's the reason why it's sitting at 147. So the hot tub was consuming 147 kilowatt hours for that given month. And if you look at the bottom of the screen, you in this monitoring, and we don't include this monitoring system. This is a monitoring system that you can buy virtually anywhere. But you can see how we can look at this in a 1 second application, a 1 minute, a 1 hour, a 1 day, a 1 week, and then a 1 month. So here is the proof that we're looking at it from a 1 month point of view, because you can see the month is highlighted.
Yes.
So in that given month, the hot tub was using 147 kilowatt hours.
Okay.
The ideal pergola produced 170 kilowatt hours. So it literally produced more power than the hot tub consumed.
Okay, so if I put this pergola on my hot tub here in South Dakota and I let it run for a month, technically I should make more energy than what the hot tub's actually going to use.
That is correct. So just, and I know this starts getting complicated, but a solar system is going to produce a different amount of kilowatt hours based on the month that it is. So an October is not going to produce as much as a May, June, July, because there's more sunlight. The sun is higher up in the sky. So you're going to produce more during those months. And when it comes to December, that's the worst month, when January is the worst month, because there's not as much daylight and the sun is closer to the horizon. So you're not getting the perfect angle for solar panels. So those months, it's going to be a little bit less. On the other side of the year, you're going to be producing more.
Okay. So
and the neat thing about...
Go ahead.
So the neat thing about this being solar is when you purchase this and you purchase the wood of your choice, whatever the total cost is, this qualifies for a 30% federal tax credit.
Explain.
So let's say you invest $14,000. Let's say you invest $14,000 in a solar pergola with the wood, installation, electrical, everything. You get $4,200 back in a federal tax credit, provided you qualify for that federal tax credit. So the way you qualify is if you pay taxes, you now get that money back. Or if you owed in taxes, you would then get that money back. But you don't get it back until the next year. So if somebody installed the pergola today, they go do their taxes in January, February, March of next year, that's when they get the money back. You don't get it back right away. So installs this in January, they're going to have to wait till the next year, which is 2025, to do their taxes and be able to get it. So you do it in this year, you get your tax credit next year, but it's because you're doing this year's taxes. And I'm not a tax accountant, but I'm trying to explain it the best that I can.
Right.
But it does qualify for a 30% federal tax credit.
So that is, okay, this is groundbreaking stuff that you got going on here. So you're making this really cool looking pergola, which again, you guys are seeing this on screen right now, that lights up. This is actually really awesome. And it's got the angle, which you need for the sun and all of the things. But you're telling me that it will actually, between the tax credit and the energy that it's producing, this is almost a free.
It'll eventually pay for itself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It'll eventually pay for itself. Yes.
Okay. So that's incredibly awesome. How do I get one?
Again, because our site's not up yet. So the site eventually is going to be idealpergolas.com. You would just have to simply email us at info@idealwatercare.com. And eventually each one of those sites is going to have its own email address to be able to go to. But for the time being, just message us on info@idealwatercare.com.
Okay. And so you are very close to having these ready to go and that type of thing. Now, the pergolas...
The sites and everything, yes.
Yeah. The pergolas are definitely a do-it-yourself type product.
So they can be. Obviously, you need to be handy. Right. Even if they were to purchase it and then have somebody install it locally, they could do that. A contractor would be able to, or a carpenter would be able to install it, because we include all the screws. The only screws we don't include are on the base plate, because we don't know what you're going to attach it to. The base plates have their own brackets that are designed to go into concrete or a wood deck or whatever your base surface is. And because we don't know what that surface is, we don't include that. But all of the screws that would go into the wood, we include. All of the brackets to attach the solar to the top, we include. We include that trunk line and it's going to end with those two wires that a licensed electrician is going to have to go wire from that point into the sub panel, no different than an electrician would wire your hot tub to that sub panel.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, this is cool stuff. I don't think anybody else is doing anything like this, especially in the US. Europe is doing
Nobody.
Some fun stuff in just because their power situation over there is incredibly out of control, but they're looking for ways to save some money. But this is exciting, and it's a very attractive unit. You did good as far as putting it all together and how attractive that it turns out. And I am impressed. And I know you've been working really hard on all this stuff for quite a while, and mm-hmm. It's fun to see that it's finally coming to fruition, because I know what you've been working on, and I'm happy to help you spread the news on it, because it's going to be some very new, exciting stuff. And I look forward to seeing what will come out of that. So you got about 5 minutes to wrap up. What do people need to know?
Okay. So just so that I'm clear, I know you said that it lights up. I don't want there to be any confusion. So those lights are an accessory. You can choose whatever type of lighting. So we don't include that in the kit. So I'm sorry. I just want to make sure that people know exactly what is included. It does come on a pallet, and it will have 6 solar panels. It'll have all the rail. It'll have all of the inverters. But the footprint of that pallet is basically 4 foot by 6.5 feet, and everything is stacked on top of that. And for people that have questions on how to install, or they run into a hiccup because they're trying to do it themselves, if we can help them, we want to try to help them. But the kit itself, it's pretty simple.
And I'm sure you have a blueprint.
It is cool.
You have the directions on how to put it together. I know you're working on a video. I don't know if you've got that done yet or not, but.
So we've actually created the video, and that's one of the things. Ultimately, how many people actually read directions? I'm not good at reading directions, but so the videos are definitely going to be a helpful tip for consumers to be able to see the step-by-step process on how it gets built.
And that'll be huge. And if I can encourage you to get that YouTube video up on, that's going to be a life changer for you on that for sure. This is exciting. I'm really excited about your hot tub line. I'm super excited about your pergola line. I'm incredibly excited about the Black Friday specials. Guys, you can save a ton of money this week just with everything that we've got going on there. And your salt system's on sale. So any of you that are thinking about doing salt, you already have a hot tub, you want to do a salt system, check Jim out. He's got some idealwatercare.com. He's got some ways for you guys to do that. You can get that. The free soft skin spa, you can get the free hot tub scrub. If you want the eye care, this is the only time it's going to be on sale. This is going to be the best price you are going to see on it. And Jim does know that in the US, what the pricing is going to be on that. That's how that goes. But anything else you want to add? It's Thanksgiving already.
So I know we don't have much time, but the next time that we talk, I do have, and I don't have them yet, but I will have a spa plunge. So I know there's a lot of talk about cold plunges. Mm-hmm. Ours is going to be a spa plunge. And the difference in a spa plunge versus a cold plunge is a spa plunge would allow you to either make it cold or make it hot. And it's not necessarily that you're going to be doing it from one day to the next, but I believe there is a fear for people saying, do I want to go invest in a cold plunge? What if I don't like it? And for anybody who's ever done a cold plunge, it's miserable. Even though it has its health benefits, you have to want to get in that water. And it's not relaxing like a hot tub or a sauna. It's miserable for 3 minutes at a time.
It is.
And
addictive,
I believe that there's customers that would like it. It can be. But you've got to want to do it. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that if for some reason people go, I want to go get a cold plunge, but what if I don't like it? After investing thousands of dollars, I don't like it. Ours, if you wanted to start off with a cold plunge and go, you know what, this just isn't for me, you can make it a hot plunge. So our systems will allow you to go from 39 degrees to 104.
You'll go all the way to 104.
And they're salt water. I'll go all the way to 104, and they will be salt water ready.
Okay, that's huge. I will tell you, I've been The cold plunges are hitting the market, and there's some things that people are asking for and things that people are struggling with. And I think the ability to have salt water is going to be huge. And the fact that you can get all the way to 104. I've seen some hot cold ones, but they only get up to 84 degrees. So there's still a pool. Mm-hmm. When where I live, that's not hot enough. I can use it in the summer, but it wouldn't be anything I could use in the winter. I do enjoy cold plunging. I need to get one so that I can be a bigger advocate for it. But at this point, I don't have one at this exact moment. But that's big news, Jim. You got some good stuff. You've been doing a lot of research and doing this. Those are exciting. Yeah. We'll schedule probably after the first year. We'll schedule another podcast where you get to talk about your what did you call them? Cold plunge.
They're going to be ideal spa plunge.
Spa plunge versus a cold plunge. Spa plunge. Like it a lot. Hey guys, you will be hearing from me again. Sorry that I disappeared for about a month there, but. Feeling much better, and I'm back around, and I want to wish you all a super happy Thanksgiving, happy Black Friday shopping, enjoy time with your family and friends. We all need to just slow down a little bit and say, be thankful for what we have, and just thrilled to be here and help making you guys happy hot tubbers, and we will talk to you again next week.